shot to the point. Start my top left, Gilly.
Good morning. You've answered the only question I had, and that was about the courses, how to get in there, because they were all locked. But yeah, that's straightforward. I'll just I'm getting my head around it. It's fine, and it's good to come away from the Facebook thing, because one of the things is to come away from the social media, because it's
100%. Yeah, 100%. We really wanted to run the 28 day on the app, but the problem is it really conflicts with them. You can't do it as a separate thing to the mastermind, and then it confuses the fuck out of blokes, let alone, like, you know, anyone else. It's
No, that's cool. I'll be honest, I've not done the 10-year plan yet, because I'm not sure what I'm heading towards.
Yeah,
I've kind of got a bit of a 6-month plan, which I'm going to kind of get down on to the old planner, because I've just had a moment, just got a scrappy notebook and it just won't working. So I just need a bit of time to consolidate and get that down. But I've just started my new job and I've got, it's been manic the past couple of weeks. So
it's fun.
So yeah, I just need to put some time
in. 10-year plan. Don't stress about the 10-year plan.
Oh, no. Yeah,
because I think part of the so everything, and this is for everyone, by the way, like the 10-year plan will become clearer. Sorry, 2 seconds. The 10-year plan will become much clearer to you once you start this process, when you have a better idea. I mean, if I would come back to it, like we probably will when I talk about it on the 5th of September, because that's something I'm going to talk about. You guys will have a bit understanding. Right now, the overwhelm of this transition will probably be enough for you just to focus on.
Yeah. No, 100%. I'm just trying to just keep it simple. And like the podcast overload, you know, that was, I've had like a week off from that, and I've kind of like just... Because I've got, and it's funny because I've had this book for fucking years and I have never read it.
It's a really good book, that.
It is. And I do use some of the principles out of it already in work for organizational stuff.
Yeah.
But it is strange that I've just read the first part of it, and it's kind of like, talk about the small victories and all that sort of stuff. The personal victories have to come first before the business ones. And
yeah.
So it's kind of like, actually... And I'm just taking a bit of time to reflect on that, to actually use it in conjunction with what you're talking about. And yeah, so I'm just trying to just take it one stage at a time, really.
I think it's the right attitude and the right approach. You know, the speed and momentum comes once you've got the technique, right? So the technique is you learning.
I'm enjoying doing the running at the moment, and that change of just bringing everything to the beginning of the day, because I'm awake anyway. So why the fuck am I just scrolling through Facebook? Just get up and do something.
Do me a favour, and now that you don't need Facebook, is delete your app.
Yeah, I could do that.
I won't.
Probably not, no.
If you've got an iPhone, you can put a time limitation on there. So once you've had 30 minutes on there, it locks you out.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah, cool. Cool. Yeah. No, I'll try that. But no, I'm really enjoying it. I'm glad I'm here. The 28 day were. It could have come at a better time. Really, I was talking to the missus last night, and it's kind of like 2 months ago. My head was just like full. The 5 day was very intense. I've tried to get my mate on it, and he's not interested. But you've got to want to do it, haven't you?
Yeah.
The 28 day were. I found the first 2 weeks really intense because there was a lot of change in there. And then the stuff towards the end of it, like the food and all that sort of stuff, believe it or not, despite me being a chubster, we do cook from scratch every day. And it's just been more mindful. And now I'm working at home all the time, pretty much. The routine is becoming easier, and the transition I've got to work on a little bit, but I've got notebooks here for work. I've got I'm all over that kind of stuff. So yeah, no, it's good, and that focus is great.
Good.
And I'm looking forward to the next 6 months.
Man. Brilliant. Thanks, Gilly. Thanks for being here.
Yep, no worries. Thanks.
John Flynn.
How are we doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, good. Just recovering from a my 6-year-old daughter's birthday yesterday, so
lovely. Were you on the
I had a couple of beers, but it's just a hectic day. But anyway,
questions first of all.
Yeah, so 90 days. I've got some goals that I've put down.
Yeah,
and I've sort of broken those back from a year, so I'm comfortable with those. In the journal, we've got the plan. We've got 12-week outcome goal for each one, for example, for health. And then you've got priority task one, priority task two, priority task three.
Mm.
And then there's separate checkpoints as well.
Yeah.
I just wanted to try and understand the difference between those priority tasks as opposed to the checkpoints.
Are you on about that part?
Yeah.
So the ones here, the priority tasks on the left, priority tasks one, two, and three. So to achieve that 12 outcome, priority task one has to be one of the first things you have to do to try and achieve your out goal. Then what's next to help you achieve that 12-week outcome? And then task three. So let's say, for example, you wanted to lose 4 stone. Priority task one would be to manage your calories and tracking your calories. Priority task two would be to do 3 workouts a week. Priority three would be to show up for the accountability to achieve that. All those 3 points would lead to a 12-week goal, but I'd say priority task one is the calories, because that's what helps you lose the weight, right? Make sense?
Yeah, yep. Absolutely. And then the checkpoints, obviously, every
self-explanatory.
7 months, 2 months. Perfect. No, that's fine. That's good. Yeah, all the rest makes sense. The app looks really, really good. Yeah. So, yeah, I think nothing more from me, but yeah, good. Thank you.
Okay, anytime. Just reach out if you need me.
Cheers.
Let's go down to Mark.
How are you, right?
I'm good, you?
All good, mate. Thanks very much. Completely randomly, I was just sending you a message from Stapes because he said to say put up to you, and I didn't say that. He said put me.
Put me.
I don't know what that means.
When you say put me in the staff room, did he tell you what it is?
No, he didn't. He just said say it to you, and I thought I'm going to get an almighty shoe in here for this. So,
so if you say put me in the staff room, so you're in the staff room, basically every single one of you will plow into you like a steam train and drag you down to the tank and throw you in.
So thanks for that, Stapes, then. Nice. Well, it's a good job this is over here then, isn't it? I'm an absolute bastard. Right, anyway, nothing I can do about it to him, as you well know, so I'll just have to take it on the chin. All good, really enjoying it. 28 days, brilliant. I'm not in an environment where I can chat for too long, which is probably good for anyone that knows me. But really enjoying it, really looking forward to this. And a shout out to that book, Seven Habits, is absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, it is.
Start with the end in mind, one of the best things ever.
Yeah. So, just a quick one then, have you got your plan? Have you squared away for the next 90 days? Have you got kind of some clarity on where you're going?
Yeah, so I took absolutely forever on the 10 years because I just couldn't get my head around it, too far out. And let it soak in for a little bit. And last week did a Reiki journaling and got some really good stuff down, like really, really useful. So, yeah, I've got a little bit of reverse engineering to do just to bring it back a little bit. But the year out is good. I just need to break it down into chunks. But it's much more insightful than I thought it was going to be. Because normally with stuff like that, I'll just write down, lose a load of weight. There you go. Next. Yeah. You know, and then I've been writing that down for 25 years. So, whereas now it's a bit more meaningful. And I've just had a look at the one of the challenges there, the 70 miles in the week. That'll be a little while after I was doing the Leeds half marathon and it got delayed because you can't have 10,000 people coughing on each other. So that's been moved back, I think, to around November time anyway. So that might fit pretty well with the training. So I need that in. I need those benchmarks.
Well, it's a challenge. What I find is that when you put a challenge out there and exceeds most people's comfort zones, when you excel in one area, all the other pillars tend to come up as well. And I think I've spoke about this last week. One of the reasons I did my second 100-mile race was simply that I wanted to raise the game in my business and my relationships and everything else, right? So one thing brings up everyone, and you all now have some focus for the next 2.5 months in terms of, right, I'm going to run 70 miles or I'm going to cycle 100. Do you know what I mean? And in November, it's going to be pretty bleak, you know, so you think, oh, it's nice and sunny now, we can crack that. But, you know, if you think, some of you, if you're up north, you're like permanently under a black cloud. Is this going to end up being rain?
Not in Yorkshire, we're not, mate. That's Lancashire. It's not in Yorkshire.
Good. Right. As long as you've got some clarity, the 10-year vision will end up coming through the process, you know, and we'll address that for everybody on the 5th of September on the Mastermind. You know, I just start getting people to kind of have this focus, this long-term focus, which will always change, by the way, but it's good to have that long-term thing.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I had BJJ comps down as my thing this year. Like every quarter I was going to do one. Did the first one earlier this year. And then obviously if there's one sport you can't do when COVID's kicking around, it's BJJ.
I'm here, mate.
Absolutely.
I'm lying here.
All right. Thanks,
guys. Send my love to Stapes.
Yeah, I'm not telling what he's going to come out with. All right, I'll see you later.
See ya. Cheers,
mate. Oh, guys, apologies, but I've got to take the kids kickboxing in 5, so I'll say goodbye now.
No worries, mate.
Cheers.
Guys, does anyone else need to shoot? So I'll come to you first. Yeah, Mark. You waiting to go for a run, Mark?
Oh, no. This is getting out because it's hot.
Nice. How you doing? Any questions?
Yeah. No, I'm really good. Really good. Really happy with everything. I think, like Gilly, I'm, you know, not 100% clear on, you know, 10-year goal. Didn't really get clarity on that. Just can't think that far ahead, but I'm still working on it. But, you know, really clear for the next 90 days and what you said around, you know, just getting the process right. You know, and just, you know, turning up to every single thing. You know, it's been transformational over the last 28 days.
Yeah.
I'm now waking up almost naturally at like 4:30, 5:00.
Yeah.
And it's just brilliant. Absolutely
right.
Brilliant.
Right. And that's the advice for every single one of you. Like, and when I, you know, my two rules is always shut the fuck up and meet me halfway. It's like that. It's like, I should have backdropped first. Isn't it? It's like every single day, boom, boom, boom. That like the morning micro accountability. What it does, guys, is slowly starts changing your nervous system and the way that you're doing things and the way that you think and the patterns that you have. The patterns that you had before you even met me were very much like clusterfuck. You know, that's the way that you thought. The process of the physically having to go boom, 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 boom in means that you're changing the neurological patterns going on, the nervous system, the way that you react, the way that you think. And it's proven. And like when we do the call out, it still baffles me. And I bang my head against the brick wall with the lads out there.
So we've got a teenager wandering around.
I thought that was you talking. It was like the what's that Haribo advert? But yeah, you're absolutely right, dude. Like it does make the difference showing up. So if you need anything at any point, feel free to reach out, mate.
Okay, cool, brilliant. Thanks so much, baby.
Swearing over the thingy, I hope not. Sorry.
Sorry, I missed that.
I'm saying I hope the kids didn't hear me swearing at, like when I was.
No. I'm fully ear mic'd up. Yeah. I know where things are at sometimes, so.
Brilliant, mate. Have a great day.
All right. Cheers, mate. Well done. Cheers, guys.
Computer keeps moving around, so we're going to mark Crossall.
Hi, James.
How are you doing? All right?
Yeah, good, thank you. Good.
Did anyone here ever used to watch Hollyoaks way back in the day?
yeah, kind of, but not.
You look
not
like
really.
Tony, who used to be on there. Like, honestly.
Did he used to work? Do you used to own a restaurant? Or
yeah.
Is that
it? Have you been at that before?
No, you're the first, actually. Yeah.
Okay. It's not a bad thing. It's just, God, you really do remind me of him.
Yeah. Thank you. I think similar to the other guys, and the fact that the, you know, the 10-year plan, I'm hoping that as I go through the process, you know, that's going to kind of, you know, set that emotion a bit more.
Yeah.
You talk about the 10xing, and I guess I'm just kind of looking for consistency in my life. There's no like massive, maybe it'll change as I go along, but there's no like massive kind of, yeah, maybe I need to start dreaming more. I don't know.
Mark, let me give you some advice, and I don't want you beating yourself up about this. For all of you, this is, don't even think about 10x in anything until you've done your first 90 days.
Yeah.
If you start trying to come out of the transition now and you start trying to 10x in this first part, in this first process, you will mess yourself up. Like you will be overwhelmed and you will be like ruined. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, sure.
You have got the right attitude. What you're doing is right. You don't need to dream big right now, because the process would develop self-confidence, self-esteem, self-reassurance, self-image. Yeah. And once that builds, then when we look at this and we go, right, we've done our 90 days, now what? Then you will feel a little bit more like confidence in your own ability of changing. Remember, we're trying to undo a couple of months or years of maybe not focusing on ourselves. So we can't suddenly go from a non-runner to a 50-mile runner, remember? So it's learning to walk, pace walk, jog, run, sprint. And the 10X will come, all right?
Yeah, brilliant. I guess, so, yeah. I mean, the health-wise, you know, swimming and running is the other things I want to kind of focus on. Swimming is my kind of, you know, it's the thing that thing that's always been there. I guess I kind of identify myself as a swimmer type thing. It's something that I've always done, and I think it's something that I could take quite far if I focused on it.
Good.
I'm thinking like
GB team, you know, Olympics.
No, it'd be more like channel swims, that type of thing.
Wow, nice.
Maybe 5 years, you know, that's the 5-year kind of goal, or at least doing it in a relay.
Because you can. How old are you?
42.
Nice, dude. That's ambitious. You look so much younger. You look like 32, dude. So I want whatever you're fucking.
swimming, I guess.
Swimming. I'm going to start swimming. So, like, I think that's great, but I don't think you need to wait 5 years. But, you know, that's just a bit, little bit. I sense a slight bit of low self-confidence in yourself. So I'd say definitely something on the personal development side is having a little bit more belief in yourself for sure.
Yeah.
And the capabilities, do you know what I mean? So hopefully that will definitely come for sure for you through the process. But what are you reading anything at the minute?
I noticed your audio books that you were listening to,
let's have a look.
The Kevin Hart one.
Are you listening to that?
Yeah, I've finished that one now. I mean, I was a bit skeptical when I saw it on there. I was like, oh, really?
Good though, isn't it?
Yeah, he's funny. He's funny with it, and he talks about his golden nuggets dropping out of his ass and stuff.
I'm trying to find this book. So this is, other guys might have read this. Have you heard of David Goggins?
I've heard of people mention him, yeah.
Okay, so that's his book there, Can't Hurt Me.
Uh-huh.
For any of you, if you haven't read that, but it's like 18 hours, by the way. But Kenny's face. It's 18 hours. But honestly, the book, okay, he's been copying me, obviously, but the book will definitely change the game here for you, and I want you to read that. I want you to buy it today and start reading and listening to it. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
Okay, so that's something to work on over the next 90 days.
Yeah, brilliant.
Have you got any questions? Any other questions?
No, I think embedding the process.
Embedding.
Just show
up to every set. That's the challenge, showing up. You want to be at the start of each month, we say congratulations to everybody that's done 100% of their accountability. Mm-hmm. Be on that list.
Okay. Yeah,
especially when we start giving out goodies for doing it eventually. So,
okay,
all right,
great, cool.
All right, well done, Mark.
Yeah, cheers, James. Thanks. Cheers.
Right, I've got Wes next. How you doing, Wes? Oh, I still can't hear you there, bud. Oh, you there? Hello. It's your earphones. Your earphones are on the blink, I think. That's what happens when you go to Amazon, the cheap ones.
Can you hear me now?
Just put the computer right next to your face.
No, move on and I'll try and sort it out.
Okay, all right, mate. I'll come back to you. We'll go to Mark Huster. How you doing?
Very well.
Can you hear me all right? You hear me?
Talking to me, Marcus, yeah?
Yeah.
Sorry.
What are you talking about?
Very well. Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. Very well.
Brilliant. All right, let's fire straight into any questions that you got.
One question was the batch cooking, to be honest. I've never really done it before. What advice would you be given?
So go out buy five chicken breasts, buy a couple of bags of veg. Make yourself a ton of rice, cook it all, get five.
You do on a Sunday, do you?
Yeah, Sunday.
Okay, Sunday evening?
My most relaxed time is usually when we get in about four. So between four and six is kind of like when I don't spend 2 hours prepping for the week, but like that kind of time, maybe half an hour. But remember, when you just put it all in to cook, it doesn't take long. So I don't necessarily do it as much now because I buy in like meals. Just for convenience. But like when you're doing it, it literally doesn't take long. Just put like 5 chicken breasts in there with a ton of fucking seasoning and stuff, and then put it into 5 Tupperware boxes, stick it in the fridge, and boom, that's you done for lunch, right?
Yeah, cool. Because at the moment, it's just a bit hit and miss. Obviously, I eat healthy, but it's just hit and miss. And
well, go to Muscle Food, mate. Go to Muscle Food, and they do pre-made meals. Like this for all of you. Muscle Food do great food and great protein. If you can budget it, they're not very expensive, but they're great. And you just stick in the microwave, and they're really good. When I was on them, I got in really great shape.
Right, cool. Nice one. Thank you very much. Apart from that, are you smashing the morning routine, to be honest?
Set for the plan? 90-day plan?
The 90-day plan was a half a marathon, okay. Which, to be fair, I'm doing 10K. I'm doing a 10K run today, so yeah. Well on track for that, to be honest.
Good.
And that obviously incorporates your 100-miler in November. I did plan to do a Spartan race as well, which, you know, there's going to be quite a lot going on. I don't know whether or not my body's going to be able to cope with all that, to be honest.
It would do.
And obviously the fan dance in Jan is the plan, so I'm looking forward to that.
Nice. Yes. Are you good to remind me there to stick that up in the events? Favour, Marcus, yeah. will you message me on the app and just put reminder fan dance in the events so I can put that up to everybody and see if anyone else wants to do that?
Nice one. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Marcus, mate. Okay, let's have a look here. Kenny, let's go.
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I've got you. How are you doing?
All good, thank you. Yeah, it's been brilliant with that 28 days. I'm following it, and it's going well, but I'm sort of feeling that I'm just on the brink of, slipping into the old habit. So that's also why I signed up to this one, to keep it going.
Why do you feel you're slipping, Kenny?
Sorry?
Why do you feel you're slipping? Can you recognise what's happening?
Yeah, it's up here. It's do I really bother?
Kenny, tell me what the alternative... So if you didn't bother, tell me what the alternative and tell me what life looks like very quickly in 1 minute.
It would be back to what it was like a month or two ago. I would be laying in bed until the first meeting, and I'll roll out. I'm working from home now, right? So it's quite easy to roll out, sit in front of the computer, and then at the end of the day, I'll just be doing absolutely nothing for a few hours, and then I'll go to bed 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and up again next morning. And that is also what keeps me... Like this morning, I did wake up at 5:30, bloody Saturday, and I woke up at 5:30. And I mean, that's in no place sensible, right? But it does help being part of this, no doubt about it. And it's from the 5 days to 28. End of the 5 days, I had a target of, we were asked what would be changed in 28 days, and one of them was me losing like 8 kilos, and I think I'm only 500 grams from that target right now.
Nice, congratulations.
The health is going well because I managed to get out in the morning and run and bike and so on, and now I need to catch up on a few of the others, and as you say, hopefully when the health goes up, then the other parts I've 100%. Managed to... Divorce is not in place yet, but at least now I've been in contact with lawyers and so on. So all that is moving, where previously it was just hanging about. I spoke to a lawyer yesterday and he said, yeah, you should probably have done this 18 months ago when you moved out. I was like, yeah, okay. Thank you for that message.
That's the classic man thing. Like,
yeah.
Put it off, especially a divorce for 18 months.
Yeah, but just accepting that there's no way back and get on with it. Okay. But with respect to the app, I had the question because on the 28th day, we did all this tagging of people. There's no tagging when we're using the app. No. Okay, great. No. And then I know we're sort of just in the transition with like the timetable today. Should should it be put like the timetable, the Sunday review, and those? Should it be put in both the app and on the Facebook, or just the Facebook?
We are only on the app now. You guys do not need Facebook for any part of this process.
Okay, yeah. Okay. No, but even for the last 28-day one.
Oh, so good point. So I mistakenly scheduled the timetable this morning in 28 page. For you guys, only use the app now. You are done with the 28-day group, right? Every single one of you, make sure your timetable's up in the group this morning and your weekly review will be in the app. Everything's the app now, okay? Yeah. In fact, the best thing that you can all do is just come out of that group. You don't need any of that. All the modules are in the app. You don't really need to go back in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then the courses. So basically, except for the, I think there was one called
Roundtable
or something, but all the other ones we can just join and request to join.
And every single day, one of the Louise's job is just to see who's in there. Obviously, not over the weekend, but Monday to Friday, she'll accept you.
No, that's great. Thank you.
No worries. No worries.
Yeah. But it's
good to go.
I'm all set for the mastermind, and I have signed up for that challenge there. I shall consider whether it's the bike or the running, but it depends if I have a new bicycle, because if I do it on the current one, then it would be hell.
Okay.
I got one from a friend and it's about 10 inches too low, so
it's a long way to go in 100 miles on, mate.
Yeah, exactly. It's better running then.
Brilliant. Okay. Kenny, thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
Let's go, Dan. Let's do it.
Hello.
You all right?
Yeah, good.
Any quizzes for me?
Any what, mate?
Questions?
Yeah, I've got a Nokia 3310.
Your wife.
Which has the original ringtone on it. And your missus wasn't that impressed with it.
Not my missus.
So I can't do WhatsApp. Am I going to miss out on
Louisa? If there's any important information, I'll talk to Louisa and she'll message you on that 3310.
All right. I also
treat yourself to a £10 a month contract phone.
I don't know, mate. I do cut down trees, and the number of phones that just gone down the chipper. It just ain't worth getting a decent phone.
Well, you only need like a £10 a contract, and you just leave it at home, and you're just like, come on, you're like, fucking, this is the mastermind phone. Perhaps I should issue a phone for everyone that joins up.
Right, yeah, please. You do.
Yeah, don't worry, mate. I'll make sure Louisa gets any messages to you that you need to.
All right, brilliant.
But how do you get the app? Have you got a desktop or your tablet?
Well, off my iPad, which has a card in it. So everything I do on my iPad, and I just use the phone for calls.
You should, I think, be able to get WhatsApp. Am I right in thinking, guys? I'm not very IT. Can you get WhatsApp on the iPad? So if you download the app, WhatsApp, you should be able to connect onto that.
That's interesting. I was told it wasn't.
You know, the best way to go, Dan, is type into YouTube as a search engine. How do I get WhatsApp up on Google? And it'll follow the video and it'll tell you how to do it. Whenever I need to ask anything, I go to YouTube or Google and they tell you.
Okay, cool.
And keep me posted about that. Are you sorted for United Days? Got United Day plan together?
Yeah, the journal's great. And I've got some good realistic goals for 90 days that are realistic. I won't go through them unless you want me to with you, but
we're happy with him, dude. That's fine. I just want to make sure there's a plan.
Yeah, I've got a plan, and then it's referred back to them every week. Right. So it's week, and then sort of you're moving forward a bit towards them every week, which is really focused.
Exactly. Right.
I can't remember the last time I did anything like that. So
that's what most people haven't done anything like that since school.
Yeah. I also sent a picture of Emma's puppy to your Louisa. It was a short, wild-haired Dachshund, a miniature. So if she's asking you for one, that's why you're blamed.
So just to be clear, like, Louisa isn't my missus. Louisa's like my right-hand woman in business. She's like my best mate. So
All right.
Don't worry, babe. He doesn't know. In case my missus is going, what?
Yeah.
Stitching me right up, Dan.
Yeah, I'm doing it every week actually at the moment. I'll stop it. So, having done the 5 day, and then the 28 day has been really powerfully different for me. And lots of people have noticed actually, which has been great, but I'm just keen to, with the app and all this, it's really encouraging hearing you say that we've got a 6 week transition within the 6 month of doing Mastermind, because good to hear that, because I was feeling a bit overwhelmed by it. Oh, fucking hell, I haven't done this, I haven't done that, whatever. And then it's really good to hear you say things like, don't worry about a 10-year plan for now, because I'll come back to that at some other point. So what I'm keen to try and just build on slowly for myself is to the golden hour, good food, and get used to the app in the next 6 weeks.
Perfect.
And still work on the 90 days, which is realistic.
Yep.
What did I have for you? Some stuff. Oh, yeah, just encouraging, really, for everyone. I'm sure a lot of us in the same boat. I just had a really cloudy, confused, fucked up head about 5 weeks ago. And I'm seeing things much clearer now.
Good.
So thank you. Thank you for that.
No, anytime. Thank you for being here and taking part, dude. You don't forget that you do the work. So, you know, it's credit to you as well and everyone else who shows up and gets it done.
And the exercise, what I'm finding in the brain dump is that I'm thinking, I'm feeling I'm not being creative enough, but you sort of said that actually don't worry about it for now because you'll...
Kind of for now. First 90 days, learn to jog. And then the next 90 days we run, and then we can go like, right, every single one of you is going to be a different stage. Some of you are hungry for success in your business and your athletic capability. Some of you are just happy to be in a great place. That's it. Don't judge yours on Kenny's or Gilly's or John's or mine. That's your journey, not somebody else's. And it doesn't matter, like, you know, your success could be 5K, mine could be 100 miles, but it's still really success.
90 days. Yeah.
100%. Yeah.
Have I got anything else? I'm a bit confused. About where I need to be and when for the accountability.
I'll stick up a timetable.
Poor Gary Pinion.
He's fine. I will get Louisa, because you're not in the WhatsApp group, but I'll put in the WhatsApp group a reminder of the timetable. To be honest, it's exactly what you did for the 28 day. It's no different.
I can look at that then.
That's all it is. 5 a.m. in the morning to 9, breakthrough, Q&A, Wednesday check-in, Sunday night is the review process, and the timetable is 7:30, roughly 7:30 Saturday morning.
It's a bit, I'm probably not the only one, but it's a bit, if you're not used to, what I used to do is just sort of drift through the day and just have my work stuff on, and knew when I saw the girls and everything else just sort of did or didn't happen.
Yeah.
So I have of additional structure in my mind. I think, fucking hell, where have I got to be now?
Yeah.
I'm not,
it's just the same. World. That's why we didn't change it from the 28 day to the Mastermind. That's why we kept it the same. So when you come in, you're not think of a different routine. It's just exactly the same.
Yeah. All right. Brilliant.
Happy?
Thank you.
Well done, Dan. Good man.
Cheers.
Let's go to John.
Hi.
What are you doing? Okay. We've got about 20 minutes. Let's go straight in for questions, John.
I'm quite happy at the minute. I'm getting to grips with it now. Really enjoying it, and I'm glad I'm doing this MM course as well.
Like the most positive guy that fucking comes on every week. Like,
I'm gonna piss some people off sometimes with that, I'm sure.
Like, fuck John, he's always positive. He's like,
it's not. Believe me, I'm not. It's just a front. It's all good. I've been reviewing my 12 weeks. I've done my 10 years, but my 12 weeks need reviewing. I don't think I've pushed
John, you're already overthinking it. Why does it, like, in about 20 seconds, tell me what each of your four 90 days are.
Right, okay. So health, audio books, weights introduced, and combine what I learned from a counsellor and what I'm learning from this course and the 28 day.
Yep.
Business was purchase new machinery in the webpage setup.
Okay.
Enroll on different courses and offer staff mental well-being and recreational packages. relationships, more effort towards daddy time, buy an eternity ring, and sort mortgage proposal burns out with the missus. PD was be accountable, get into a review of the Daily Calm, and then review focus on my North Star, see how I'm getting on.
That's fine.
But my health one, I've probably achieved them quite well already, and I need to review them over everything.
So just embed them.
Embed them, okay.
Like it's second nature, so it's like it's the way that you do it all the time. That like, don't overthink, just do. And you and what you do as you go through the process, you readjust as you adapt and you overcome. Like, don't overthink the plan. Most people think about starting a business and maybe 10 years later start one, or they never start one. Like, if you sat around thinking about what you is right or what isn't right, the majority of the time, nothing actually fucking happens. Just do it, figure out what happens, and then when you do your next 90 day, you know your capabilities.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I will. That's my problem. You've hit it. I overthink a lot of things.
Yeah.
And overthinking it passes. So just there you go. Yeah, just do it. Okay.
Happy?
Yeah, I'm happy. Thank you.
Positive right. John, that's your nickname. Not Little John, Positive John.
Positive John. It's been Little John for a long time.
Is that what your missus calls you, Little John?
Yeah, behind my back, probably.
John, thanks for coming on.
Welcome, thank you.
Right, Wes, are we in? Comms check, mic 1, 2.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, great.
How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Yeah, good, mate, good.
Great.
Enjoying all this.
Good man. Any questions for me on anything?
No, I think everybody else has pretty much covered it.
Okay, great. And you got your plan squared away?
Yeah, got the 90-day plan, working away at that.
Good. And feeling good?
Feeling really good, yeah. Great. Best of feeling in a long time.
Brilliant, that's great to hear. Okay, that's simple. What might you be like, Wes? Guys, fucking hell. if you have any snags or anything happens, just reach out, okay? And just keep remember that feeling you're in now. That's the elite operator mindset. Like, and this is for all of you, all right? You are going to go through the battle of, some of you might know about the chimp paradox, the chimp, okay? The chimp is what doesn't want you to succeed. What I'm trying to create in all of you is the alter ego of the elite operator. And that's the person that fucking shows up. It's methodical. An elite operator, I want you to picture in your head like a film that maybe you've seen of a special forces soldier. He's got the beard. He's got the Gucci kit. He moves well. You know, he's fierce. He's motivated. He's driven on the mission. And that's why we were talking about remembering the mission. And in your subconscious mind, every time you think about not doing something, you then say, would an elite operator do that? It's like in war. If I was on a mission when I was in Afghan and I couldn't be bothered, would I just put my weapon down and walk away? No, you've got to show up and do it. And that's, I want you to remember that you're in right now and always come back to it. Cool, good lad. You. Right, Wes, you're like one of those easy to talk to guys.
That's good to know.
Brilliant. Well done. Good to see.
Thank you.
John S. Looking like he's still in bed.
Yeah. It's Saturday. Fuck it.
Saturday, fuck it. Day one in the mastermind. Fuck it. Okay, questions?
No, I'm all good. I, with Lou's help, got into the mastermind at the beginning of this week, and I've just been chucking myself into that. So just like you say, showing up every day in the app.
Yeah.
The plan, my 90-day plan seems good. So obviously I've focused on this for like my health, like this fan dance race training, which is good. It's just like real purpose for it all, not just doing training for the sake of training.
Yeah, good.
That's all good.
Good man. Mate, good to hear. Keep focused. If you need anything at all, just reach out. I think the mastermind challenge that we have for the running, keep you in good stead as well to kind of like hit that pivotal point ready to
this is a good marker. I've signed up for that, definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
And the 500 press-ups as well will be good. So we'll just
100%.
Smash it out.
Yeah, good. I would do that with you, but I've done it so many fucking times that I'm not doing it again.
Oh, fair enough.
Really, really good. You guys will love it. It's like it's challenging. But we used to do it as part of our, like, so I didn't do it as an event, but we used to, like, yeah. I used to work up there. We used to do it like every day, that fan dance, every single day.
Yeah. Well, I've booked an Airbnb for the end of August. So I'm hoping these clusters of coronavirus shit don't pop up. But so I'm going to go up there at the end of August and just have a little run up the hill.
Yeah.
Just so I know what to actually expect. I mean, January will be a different kettle of fish anyway with the cold. But saying that, I was doing some stair running the other day. I did like 20 minutes in this heat and it was killing me. So I'd rather do it in the cold than the heat.
Well, you say that, mate. We'll have the same chat in January. Good motivation. Good lad. Well done, mate.
Good job.
Then where's Stu? Stu, how you doing? I can't hear you, mate. I think your earbuds are out. Oh, we can hear you. You there?
He was not on me.
Yeah, I got you, mate.
Completely gone.
I can hear you, Stu.
All right, sound right. No, I've got no questions about the mastermind app or anything like that. Been on it since last week. Gonna have a little bit more of a look about it. I'm on holiday this week.
Get you out.
So I'm gonna plough through them in 90 days and get that all down properly as well.
Nice. Loving the shades. Are they Oakleys?
Do I tell you? I can't hear a word you're saying. I don't know what's happening.
Are your glasses, are they from Oakley's? Are they Oakley's? Kind of like having an awkward first date, isn't it? Especially with the Geordie. What do you mean that? He's gone. Right. I can't see who this is because it's shadowed. Oh, it's Dan, I think. Dan, is that you in the red?
Hello?
There he is. Fucking DIY man, you're like non-stop. Every time you're on the camera, you're like doing something.
Mate, I'm busy. I've got to crack on.
All right, we'll see you later, mate. Bye.
No, sorry. No, I've got five.
Your questions for me, Dan.
No, not really. I just chuffed to be with you guys and be still on the course. So that's awesome. Obviously, I keep having slip-ups now and again, but I keep refocusing in the morning. So,
since we spoke last Saturday, have you cut your booze?
I did. I did quite well Monday to, like, Thursday. I was down to doing the two like you asked me to do.
Good lad.
And that was brilliant, and I felt great for it, obviously. And then the sun came out the other day, and I just went to the cricket club, and I had about 5 pints. So I messed up on that deal. But I know how important that morning routine is to me now. It's just if I don't do it, I know I've almost screwed my day.
All right.
So that's fantastic.
You are in a different position of the rest of the guys because obviously, like so, I've paid for you to come in for this first month. So your goal for these first 4 weeks is to be down to what? What did we say?
2 cans a night maximum.
But remember, not every night.
No, not every night. If I can get... What about the weekend? I'm struggling a little bit when it comes to Friday, Saturday and Sunday.
So have a drink Friday, Saturday and Sunday and then choose one other day.
What not to?
No, so you can have 4 days where you can have 2 cans. That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
So So if you buy yourself 8 cans...
Yeah.
That's all you're allowed for the week. Think of it like your calories. You've got 14,000 to use for the week. You've got 8 cans to use for the week. Once they're gone, they're gone.
Okay. All right. Cool. All right.
And if you break it once, you're out.
Okay. I get it. That's fair enough.
All right. Okay. Happy with that? So, like, you keep me posted on the accountability and message me on my inbox about how many you've had every Sunday night.
Okay, all right, brilliant, James.
Happy?
Yeah, brilliant. Thank you, mate.
Well done, mate. Good lad. Keep going.
Yeah, cheers, dudes. See you guys.
See you too. Right, who we got here? Stu, I've got your email. Thanks, mate. I've got your WhatsApp. So I know it's awful signal there. Let's go, Robert Milner. Can you hear me, Rob? Robert? It's like a ghost.
Yeah, I can.
I've got you. There you go. How you doing?
Can you hear me? Can
yeah, it's a bit.
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
It's a bit, but we can hear you. Any questions?
No, I don't think so. Enjoy the 28 days. Looking forward to MM. I've got my 90-day plans. I need to spend a bit more time with it this weekend just to make sure I'm happy with it. I think everything's fine on the app. I've been looking at the training app, ManCoach training app. I've been using MyFitnessPal. Do you suggest moving over to the ManCoach app on that? Has it got all the same stuff in it?
So are you talking about fitness training?
Well, I was actually, I mainly use it for the calorie counting and stuff like that. So is that in the training app as well? Or
no, no, it's just purely, I hope you can hear me because it's a bit intermittent, but like the ManCoach app is purely a training app. So there's only, there's gym workouts, there's home workouts, there's mobility in there. Excuse me. It links and you can connect it and sync it with MyFitnessPal as well. Okay. But when you are on MyFitnessPal, just simply use MyFitnessPal to track your calories. Don't worry about how many calories and stuff it's taking you, what you got left. If you just put in whatever the TDEE has told you and just manage that. Because sometimes when you sync something up and it's and your watch is telling you've burnt 500 calories and it's taking in all that consideration, ignore it. Because when you do TDEE, you basically put in how active you are. So that takes into consideration all of those calories that you averagely are going to burn. Okay. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Brilliant.
Yeah, that's clear, James. I think we're good to go. Looking forward to it.
Right. Good man. If you need anything, just reach out to me, dude.
Okay. Thanks.
Thanks, mate. I think we're done. Have I not spoken to anyone? I've spoken to everyone. Great, guys. I hope that's helpful. I hope you're clear. I hope everything's you're ready to go. Remember this, that just to finish and summarize, there will be times when you feel turbo overwhelmed. Like there will be times when you feel like, oh my God, am I even getting anywhere? There'll be times where you have bad days. There'll be times when you lay in. There'll be times when you don't achieve your goals. That is just life, okay? The alternative part of this is that you can either just quit and go back to the way that you were, or you can show up and go again the next day. It's all about resilience and repetition. If you do reps in the gym, you get stronger. When you don't, you get weaker and you lose muscle. It's the same for your mentality here on this approach to the next 90 days. The more you rep, the better you get. Okay? One step at a time, consistently, forever. Just the 1% a day. The 1% a day minimum is you showing up to your accountability. Okay? Anything else is a bonus. Okay? Happy? Enjoy the heat wave and we'll see you in the app. If you need anything, reach out to me. I don't want to see anything about smashing your missus on WhatsApp page. All right? Go and create your own group for that, you weirdos. All right. Speak to you later.